Finding life a bit complex? Confusing? Aware that your old strategies aren't working? Why not ask Pam and Marilyn? This is the Irreverent Therapists, and we're here to add some clarity, humor, and a bit of what might be considered blasphemy to your day.
Hello, everybody. I'm Marilyn Bradford of the Irreverent Therapist, coming to you from Gardner, Montana. Ooh. And I am the River Motel. And I am joined by Pam Hodling. Actually, I didn't get the title right. I had to stop in a parking lot and call to see where my reservation was. Ah, but anyway, you can tell this was kind of a last minute thing. But hey, how much fun is that? What if your life didn't have to be on a plan and you were following somebody else? So our show today is called, Would You Like to Buy a Vowel? Are you the sidekick on the game show turning the letters? Are you waiting for other people to choose and show you which way to turn? Is it time for you to step out of the follower role and step up to who you truly be? What if you could actually be the leader in your life? Ta-da!
I'm so glad we're talking about this today. I know I say this every week, but yeah. Our topics always seem so timely, even if we picked them like 4 weeks ago.
I know. It's amazing. Yeah. And one of the things that was occurring to me, because I'm on this last minute trek through Yellowstone National Parks, is that being the leader in your life, it's not like you have it all together and you're charging forth like Lancelot. It's like sometimes it's a lot of bumbling and, oh, help, wait.
What did I just step in?
Exactly. Ooh, pile of poo. I should learn to look. And I think that's one of the reasons that a lot of people choose to follow other people, because it's a clear path. Somebody else has whacked through the bush, you know, cut down the weeds. Oh, here's a path. I can follow it.
Right, right. Well, you know what I think of is I think a lot of times people think of leaders as leaders have to have all the answers. They have to know what they're doing. They, you know, they're the ones who aren't making mistakes. And to me, that's not at all what being a leader is.
No, so what would you say? Well, Joe, sort of jumping right in there, and then I'd like to give an example from my day. What would you say are some of the characteristics of a leader?
Well, to me, a leader is someone who's willing to be them no matter what.
Yes.
There's something they have as a like a target or what they'd like to create, that they're willing to create that and not like compromise themselves or compromise what they're creating to fit in, to go with what everybody else wants, to it's the willingness to be you no matter what.
Yeah, I like that.
And kind of everything else follows from that. Yeah. And, you know, I think another thing people think of leaders as, you know, being a leader is having followers. To me, a true leader doesn't care if they have followers. It's like, and it's, you know, even they don't want followers. It's like, hey, if you'd like to jump on my ship, you know, not even jump on my ship, but, you know, choose what to play in the playground I'm playing in. Great. Let's have fun together. It's not about one being better than the other or has the answers or, you know, is the only one who can get you someplace. It's really a true leader is empowering you to be you just as much as they're empowering themselves to be themselves.
Yeah. And they're not divorcing themselves in order to make someone else feel happy or feel better. But they're also not in resistance and reaction.
And they're not insisting that you be the way they think you should be. You know,
exactly.
So they're not divorcing themselves to fit in with someone else, and they're not asking you to fit in with them.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, and what I'd really like to start off talking about is how being a follower can be rather subtle. It can, you don't even know you're in it sometimes until you go, wait a minute, this is, all of a sudden, it's almost like you're not there.
Yeah.
And a lot of you know that I have this program, Right Recovery for You. And what I found in the past 3 or 4 months is stuff wasn't working. And it just, the classes weren't making. I mean, some stuff over here was working really well. But the way I was attempting to promote Right Recovery classes and to have, you know, the assistant who's doing all the Facebook posting, and yes, I should have Right Recovery facilitators. And one, it wasn't working, and two, I wasn't happy.
You were having fun, Marilyn?
I was not having fun. And one of the things about leaders, and it's not that stuff doesn't go wacky or this or that, or sometimes there's, you know, big streams to ford, but essentially they're having fun.
Yeah.
And I was not having fun, and I was not really being me, and I was, when I look back on it, I was just so trying harder and harder to do something that wasn't me.
Yeah.
And
so were you trying to do the business from what someone else thought the business should be, or what you thought the business should be done?
I think I was trying to follow what I had decided was the access model for how you promote your specialty class business.
So everything that is, let's just straight up create it.
Yes. Yes.
Right, wrong, good, and bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds.
But I started asking questions, and this is what I would say. If you find yourself not happy with what you're doing, and you just say your work, it can be other areas too, and it's not going very well, it could be one or both of those factors. Mm-hmm. At least it's that section's not going well. Now, for me, what was going really well was doing a lot more local stuff. I was having a blast. I was having more clients. I'm like,
You're meeting people and so being social.
Tons of people and being social. And I was like, okay. And then, interestingly enough, my assistant quit, which kind of put a stall to a lot of things, like having the perfect website and this and that.
Can I interject something here?
Yes.
Because, you know, a lot of people, if their assistant quit, would be like, oh no, now what am I going to do? You know, how am I going to keep doing this? I need to find somebody else, blah, blah, blah. You were willing to go, okay, what else is possible here, and start asking questions and be like, oh, maybe I'd actually like to focus on a different area of my business and do this in a very different way, which might not have even occurred to you to ask about if she hadn't quit. And so, you know, a lot of times the things that we might judge as, oh no, this is terrible, I can't believe this is happening, what am I going to do now? It's like, actually, if you're willing to be that space of question and possibility, it can open doors you never would have thought to open.
Oh yes, absolutely.
I just wanted to highlight that, like, set it aside, go, hey, let's take a moment.
You know, at first, I was upset for about 24 hours, and then I was like, what a gift.
Yeah.
What a gift, because this is an easy way for me to create something different and to stand back. And actually, this trip was fairly last minute. It certainly was not on my docket.
Yeah.
And yet, this whole area, this Yellowstone area, is the area that I spent all my childhood summers in, basically. And it was the area that allowed me to keep myself sane as a kid. It was like, I knew that if this was possible, other things were possible too. If this beauty, if this lack of judgment that you have in nature, if this sense of possibility and vastness. And I couldn't have put it in those words as a kid.
No.
But I spent a lot of time by myself in the mountains. We're actually a mile up a mountain at this rather primitive camp during the summer. My father was a field geologist. He was mapping Montana. So I just had this sense to come back here, or not back, to come to this area again.
Mm-hmm.
Just an awareness, a knowing that I would... I don't even know how to say it, Pam, but I think that we all have these times in our lives when we get lost in other people's stuff. And it's not like I'm trying to find myself.
Yeah.
It's that I'm trying to have clarity with what is true for me and what I would like to choose.
See, and I would say that is part of being a leader. It's like that willingness to, you know, have that whether you want to call it intuition, gut feeling, you and I would talk about it as awareness of, hey, taking a trip, you know, to this area, is popping up in my universe. It reads, it's, you know, you could logically say, this makes no sense. I travel all over all kinds of places. What am I doing taking a trip that I don't have to take? You know,
right.
There's all kinds of ways you could go to the logic of it, or, you know, do I really want to spend the money on this and all kinds of things. And rather than going to that space, you looked at it like, wow, this is really interesting that this keeps popping up. Let me ask some questions. Look at the energy of it. What will this create if I choose it? And you chose it. And so to me, that's part of being a leader, is that willingness to ask questions, look at the energy of things, and choose, regardless of what makes sense.
Yes, and it didn't make sense to come in a lot of ways. And yet it was so light, and I knew, I was just aware that it would create a great deal. And one of the interesting things is, first of all, people have been so nice and kind to me. And then there's been a little bit of, what are you doing traveling by yourself? And I realized how I could never have taken this trip with another person. And I think that sometimes if you're choosing to be the leader in your life, there are times when you require, you don't have to separate from everybody. I'm friendly. I've talked to people in the hotels and, you know, this and that. However, it's my trip.
Yeah.
It's me choosing where I'm going next and what's going on. And and obviously, you know, let's get really, you know, like a trip is just a metaphor and all of that. But we're about to go to break, folks. So when we come back, we can go on with maybe not so pretty.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired
and the inspiration.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Marilyn Bradford, being joined with Pam Holteling today. See, I can't even talk. And our topic is, would you like to buy a vowel? In other words, are you basically waiting to ask other people what they want so that you know what to do? And I think many of us were actually trained that way, Pam, particularly women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen to your parents and be what they want you to be.
And then eventually listen to your husband and do and be what he wants you to be.
I never did do that very well.
I did it a little bit, but I wasn't great at it because it basically goes against my, I think, just who I am, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried it. It didn't work very well. But, I mean, I think we have a beautiful model of that. I've had a number of friends whose parents were in the military, and, you know, mom was there to do the teas for the generals, mm-hmm. whatever. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Okay, well, let's change the topic.
Well, you know, what I was thinking, I mean, so there's more things to, you know, that I have on my list for when we talk more about being a leader. But, you know, when you were just talking now, well, you know, that the whole, are you waiting for other people to choose and show you which way to turn?
Yeah.
What that makes me think of is that space of wanting to make sure you choose right.
Yes.
And if you feel like there's a right choice and a wrong choice and you've got to choose the right choice, then waiting to see what other people are choosing and even how that goes for them, you know, can be a way of trying to ensure or try to ensure, because you really can't, because there is no right choice, but to try to ensure that you do the right thing or get the right choice.
Well,
so I think that's one way that people like abdicate their power and wait to see what other people are choosing so they can choose right.
Well, that just bubbled up all this stuff for me, which is, it's also a way, not just so you can say to yourself, well, I made the right choice, but it's like you can use it as a defense if someone criticizes you. No,
yeah.
I followed the rules.
Yeah.
I did it the right way. I'm not at fault.
Yeah.
It's almost like making sure that nobody can find you wrong. One of the things I discovered when I'd been in Access for a certain amount of time was the way that I managed, let's see if I can say this succinctly, the way that I managed to be in a space of no judgment or not having people judge me was to do exactly what they wanted so that they couldn't judge me.
There's nothing to judge.
There's nothing to judge.
What they want.
Exactly. And I was like, wow, that was a revelation. And when you are willing to be the leader in your life, people are going to judge you.
Oh, yes.
Because you're not doing it the way they think you should do it, and you're not doing it the way that they want you to be for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all of these other things. And just one thing to check, and I really checked this out for this trip, is are you actually choosing for you when you're choosing something, which I was in this case, or are you choosing against someone or something else?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm looking at that a lot with, like, right recovery. I'm not going to go to Pocket Pod if I do, you know, like, bop me upside the head.
I'll bop you, don't worry.
Bop that. I'm going to do
I'll
it.
I'll say, I'm gonna Marilyn, assistant. Who are you being?
And I'm going to resist and react to everything that is said and supposed to be done about advertising and business. And no, it's like looking at what's there, what would actually work for me, for right recovery, asking a lot of questions and choosing that part, and I know there are parts, but not buying anything hook, line, and sinker.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what that means?
And not going on automatic pilot. That's part of it too.
Yes. Yes. Well, and what that all makes me think of is, Oh, except that I had this like amazing, wonderful idea, and I think it just left the station. All I wrote on my, I like write things down as we're talking, because I was like, oh yeah, this, and I wrote this scribbled little thing that I can't read.
That you can't read now.
Like, what did that mean to me 15 seconds ago? But, you know, I think there's the willingness, like you said, the willingness to be judged, the willingness to be as different as you truly be. Like when you were just talking about, you know, not going into resistance of all the traditional marketing stuff, it's like, what if you have your own unique way of getting out into the world and letting people know about you and what you're creating? And if you were willing to ask questions about it and nurture it along and not try to do marketing.
Oh, say that one again.
Okay. Let me see if I can.
Well, I know what the last sentence was.
Yeah.
Rather
than trying to do marketing, I mean, what's coming to me is we each have a unique energy. We're all unique, and we all have something to contribute to the world and to consciousness and to new possibilities. And so what if trying to find, you know, what way of marketing that's out there works for me? What if from within you, there's something possible that no one else can come up with?
That's awesome.
Because it's unique.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
And so to me, yeah, and it's easy being a leader.
Yeah, that it's coming from the inside out rather than the outside in.
Yeah.
Not looking for another marketing system, but just going, okay, so what would be fun for me? And what, right, recovery, what would you like? Would you still like to get out there? And if so, what could that look like? And
you know, there's a book I read years ago. I don't know the author off the top of my head, but it's called Organizing from the Inside Out. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's about organizing your house and your life, which, of course, I love. Organized.
Obviously, yes.
And, you know, but what she talked about was, you know, people try to adopt, you know, this filing system that, I mean, you can go out and buy like these amazingly complicated filing systems that you set it up and you file things their way. And, you know, that none of that works because you're trying to impose on you something that's not you. And so
yes.
what she had you do was look at what in your life of how you like go about your daily life, what's working, and notice the areas that are really working for you and see what that is, you know, and then build off of that and create your own way of, in this case, it was organizing your house and your day-to-day living, you know, but it, to me, that can apply in all kinds of ways, because it's like, if you're willing to look at what works for you, what doesn't, you know, like right now, you're in the midst of looking at of what I've been creating with Right Recovery and how I've been going about it, what works for me and what doesn't work for me, what's fun for me, what, you know, where do I feel like it's just work and I'm slogging through things, and where is it light and easy and creative? And, you know, you start looking at what is working, and then, okay, so how can I add, what else can I add into this that would create even greater?
Well, Pam?
Yes.
There's a book in that. Marketing from the Inside Out.
Okay. Cool.
Truly, it's just brilliant, because that's what, whatever it is with being a leader in relationships, it's doing relationship from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
It's that really is right there the difference between being a follower and being a leader.
Yes. Yeah.
One is doing it from the inside out, and the other is doing it from the outside in. And that doesn't mean that if you come across something with marketing that just goes, ooh, yeah, that would work, that's awesome, that you don't use it. It's not that you have to reinvent the wheel,
No. But
it's that you become the source.
Yes, you become the source. And so when that, you know, when you hear someone talking in that marketing idea they're talking about, it's like your whole universe expands.
Yes.
You choose to do it. That's not you, you know, creating from the outside in. That's you going, whoa, some of that. I'll have some of that energy.
Exactly.
That works for me. You know, let me have that be part of what I'm creating from the inside out.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And like I was saying in the beginning, sometimes there's bumbling and fumbling. And I think this is a lot of what people give up. They're like, I don't know where I'm going and it's not working. And I've had a few weeks where it, from the outside, doesn't look like that much is going on. And yet I'm aware that a lot is going on.
Yeah.
And things are showing up different.
Yeah. And you're willing to have them show up different. It's like, you know, so often if we have an idea of what something is supposed to be or how we're supposed to do it, and then it shows up different, we go into judgment. Oh, I must be doing it wrong. It must have been a mistake to do this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When instead, if you go to asking questions, well, what is this? What am I creating? You know, what's going on here that I'm not allowing myself to be aware of?
Yeah.
And you might find that you're creating all kinds of stuff. It's just totally different than what you had thought you were doing.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to acknowledge what you're creating. Because if you're stuck on, it has to look this way. In other words, my creations have to bring in this much money a month right now, or they have to appeal to this group of people, or whatever it is. Then you can't actually acknowledge what you are creating that may look nothing like anything you've ever done before.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is that willingness to look at what you've never, okay. It, as Dr. Dane here says, it never shows up the way you think it's going to. And if you can just keep that little gem in mind, then you'll probably be just doing fine. And we're about to go to another break. Do you have a quickie?
I do. It's very quick. It's when you're willing to have it show up different, that's where the magic comes in.
That's where the magic is. And we'll be back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting to your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and help you realize the inner potential you have to heal every aspect of your life. So come heal yourself every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, with your host, Monica Goyal. Namaste.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors. Connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello and welcome back to the Irreverent Therapist Show with Pam Hodling and myself, Marilyn Bradford. And we are talking about, would you like to buy a vowel, which is another way of saying, are you standing aside and waiting for other people to create your life, or are you actually willing to be the leader in your life? And you mentioned something, Pam, quickie, right before we were going to break, about magic.
I did.
That's where the magic, yeah, would you be willing to say a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, you know, we were talking about not being, you know, so fixed on things showing up and turning out the way you think they will. And that when you're willing to have the space for, you know, what you're creating is, you know, might show up differently than how you anticipated, and asking questions about it. And, you know, as you said, Dane always says, you know, it never shows up the way you think it will. I said, that's where the magic comes in. Because if, you know, if you think about it, what you can anticipate, expect, you know, okay, if I do this, 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 and this, that's going to create X, Y, Z. All of that is limited by your experience, what you know, what, you know, it's basically you can only create as good as you already have decided is.
Yes.
And when you're willing to go beyond that to these spaces that, you know, can be a little uncomfortable, where you're not sure what's going on and how it's going to show up and what you're creating, that's where you can create greater than you ever imagined that you could.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can show up in weird ways. I mean, it's been showing up on this trip all over the place, you know, with getting a really great deal on points on getting here and having people offer to carry my bags. And I mean, it's just upgrading me, you know, for nothing. And
just, nice.
I know, right?
You're so good at creating that.
Yeah, I have been pretty good at creating that one. But, you know, and there's some tricks to it too. I mean, part of being a leader is that willingness to ask for yourself and to ask what else is possible here. And to know when to use, well, it's that if I choose this, what will that create? And it's also this sense of, okay, that didn't quite work out the way I expected. Now what else is possible? I mean, one of the things that I've gotten from some of the absolutely brilliant creators in Access, and one of them is Simone Millicis, Joy Business, who has a show on OM Times, is because I did take her Joy Business class and it just was phenomenal. But she never hits it. I don't know how to say it. She never hits a dead end. Yeah. If something doesn't work out, I do know how to say it. So talking about that. If something doesn't work out the way she thought it would, she goes, oh, okay. So what could we create here? And what's possible here? And I remember she was talking about years and years ago, she was with a friend and they wanted to do something. I can't remember whether it was to go on a trip or something like that, but they didn't have a lot of money. So we said, well, you know, I can go pawn my watch and my good car. And she's like, we don't pawn stuff. We create. We create the money. What can we do to create the money? So it's always this sense of there's more possibility. More, okay, so what other question? What else could this look like? What other questions could we ask? Mm-hmm. And it's that energy of always going forward and always asking questions that I think is also a huge part of being a leader.
Yes, yes. Well, and also, I mean, what is popping into my head is something about, you know, being willing to receive. And where that came from was, you know, when we were talking about you and, you know, you're just phenomenal at creating things like easy upgrades and that kind of stuff. So
I should write a book called Easy Upgrades.
Yes. Okay. We've got two books coming
we
here.
Have two books already.
You know, but one is to actually acknowledge, because a lot of people might just be like, oh, well, you know, isn't that lucky that I was upgraded and this turned out easily and this person helped me. But you're willing to acknowledge that you're the one creating all that, which then allows you to create even more of it. You know, so that's one thing, but it makes me think of one time when Marilyn and I think we were flying to New Zealand or something like that. And, you know, you were talking about, you know, when you were, you know, in wherever you were on the plane and everything, and you asked the flight attendant, you know, kind of what else is possible with this? You know, what might we do with this? And they did all kinds of wonderful things for you.
Yes,
and I remember hearing about that and going like, you know, I have such a, I can do it myself.
Yes.
Independent. I'm a control freak. You know, I'm in charge. Thing going. I mean, I've changed it a lot, you know, but from that space, I'm not going to allow myself to receive the
right.
kindness, the contribution that the people around me on this trip want to be. And I just remember that, you know, that interchange about, you know, that trip was a real, you know, really highlighted that for me where, wow, I am so friggin' independent. That's actually a limitation.
Right, right.
I need to soften up a bit.
I think we have this idea that if we ask for things, we're taking away from people and we're taking away from ourselves. We're admitting that we're not powerful enough or something like that. But actually, if you are aware of what you're asking for and you're aware of what you're asking will create, generally, and if it's going to create something, that's the kingdom of we. It can create really well.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a few examples from, I was just in Jackson Hole for 2 nights. And the first was, I'm going to be back there at the end of the week. And I really wanted this other room that they have that's really, it's got this picture window, the mountains and a fireplace. And I was like, it's a bit more expensive. Okay, so what can I do here? So I called up downstairs and I said, can I see one of those rooms? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the guy was really nice and, you know. So I said, well, how much would it be? And he told me, and I'm like, are there any discounts? He said, no, I can't give you any discounts. And I'm like, I totally get that. Thank you so much. Then I like, huh, you know, the other guy at the desk is really kind of, I wouldn't say, I mean, it would be crazy to say he's a crush on me. That's just off the wall. But just that thing,
love
like, you know,
connection.
We kind of had this nice, kind of
yeah.
nice connection. So I waited till he was on. And I said, you know, I'm thinking about this other room, and I'm just wondering if there are any discounts. He's like, let me see what I could do, honey. So sure enough, I got the discount.
That's awesome.
But that made him feel good. And I got what I desired.
Yeah.
And it's like asking can be a create for both people. I mean, I said goodbye to him today and I'm like, I'll be back. Don't worry. Love your hotel. And, you know, just being really positive. And,
well,
I
mean,
yeah.
You know, basically I'm thinking back to, you know, you talked about on this trip, you're very aware of this is a trip to do alone, right?
Yeah.
But you're also talking about, you know, asking. And so to me, a leader is someone who's willing to know when it's required that they do it themselves and when, you know, when to receive that contribution from other people and when to ask for help. Like a leader, you know, a lot of people, I think of a leader as they can just do it themselves. And really, a leader knows when to ask for help.
Well, a leader knows that they don't know everything about everything.
Yep.
And that
yep.
And a leader is willing to have people in their life who are better at jobs than they are.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that that's an important point.
And that's one thing I've heard Simone talk about too. It's like, and Gary, it's like if you, you know, say you want to hire an assistant or someone to help you with your business, if you're, you know, if you want to hold on to being the one who knows how to do it best, you can only hire people who do it less well than you. And if you're willing to, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, basically, if you're willing to say, hey, I'm willing to be the one who doesn't know what I'm doing and to have someone here who does it so much better than me, you can hire all kinds of amazing people who can create, out-create you and, you know, you out-create them and it just allows the whole thing to keep growing and expanding rather than you trying to keep your thumb on the control of everything. So that would be another thing. To me, a leader is willing to be out of control.
Yes, and they're willing to not micromanage the people that work with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's – and also that work with them, not for them.
And you can be a leader and be an employee. You can be a leader
yes.
of your own business. You can be a leader
yes.
and be unemployed.
should be a leader and be a stay-at-home mom or a guitar player or anything.
Yeah. I mean, we keep bringing up a lot of business examples, but, you know, being a leader is that willingness to go forward and create and be you no matter what. And that can be in all kinds of areas of life.
Yeah, it is. And this is something that I've still wangled around with. It's the willingness to not judge outcomes. And that's both not judge that was a failure and not even judge that was a success. But just energetically, okay, what did that create? And that is that in line with what I would like to create? And what other questions could I ask here? And if you're going to go, see, the difficulty with naming something as a success is then you have to name something as a failure. And that's back into getting it right or not getting it right and good or bad. For me, it's more like, okay, what is my target? And that's one of the things I'm looking at on this trip. You know, driving along in the car for 7.5 hours today, I had lots of time. I mean, I did stop and by the river and watched the little fish try to swim upstream and, you know, watched all the elk and everything. But I was also looking at, you know, what I just keep asking questions.
Yeah.
What can change? What else can I create? And one that I love that I think Dan came up with is what choices are available to me that I've never acknowledged and I've added that I always thought were impossible?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. That's a good one to ask because it gets you to see where you've actually made my computer just went dark. Hold on one second. Where you've actually limited yourself by what you've decided is possible and not possible, even if it's way, way, way down the, you know, underneath everything else.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's like, well, I'm really too old to start a new business or it really can't show up as quickly or as great as I think it can or I really have to blah, 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 blah. All right, we're going to break and just let's be what's impossible.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on OM Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Irreverent Therapists and to being the leader in your life. In other words, you're not standing on the sidelines turning tiles for people. So I know that earlier, Pam, you had mentioned that you had some other qualities about that were characteristic of people who are willing to be leaders in their lives. And I'm wondering if we've covered them or...
No.
Oh, good.
There's more.
There's more.
No, I was thinking about Chitisa Bowman, who's a friend of ours, who's she and her husband, Steve, do all kinds of amazing workshops around the world. And she's written books and things. And like, she will write a book and then be like, no, this actually isn't what I'm like wanting to create. And she'll just toss it. Like, you know, so often when we're creating something, it's like, okay, this is my baby and I'm attached to it, and I'm attached to it being this way I envision it. And, you know, I'm not willing to go, oh, you know, actually this isn't creating what I'd like to create. I'm going to try something else, do something different. And so to me, that willingness to lose, to, you know, to just let go of everything you thought you were creating and say time for something different, without being so attached to it, is part of being a leader. Cause to be a leader is like to be able to see what is and ask those questions and what's going to create greater, and not keep hanging on to and trying to drag with you everything you decided was valuable.
I think that's brilliant. Yeah. How much do all of us try to salvage from the past or salvage what we have rather than going, no. And that actually reminds me of that time when Gary and Dane were talking, and Dane said something, well, we've got to change. We've got to figure out what to do with this. And Gary's like, let's do something different. And Dane's like, you don't do something different. You fix it. That's what we do. We fix whatever's not working. And Gary was like, wow. We had to sit down. He was so sort of flummoxed. And that's one thing that I think many of us are taught to do that actually, generally speaking, is not helpful.
Yeah.
Instead of asking a question, is it worth salvaging this or fixing this? Or coming from, I know, my parents' point of view of a lot of scarcity, we have to hang on to everything. It doesn't really allow you the choice to do something different, really different.
Yeah.
And a leader has the willingness to be different and do different no matter what anybody else thinks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that letting go is really crucial to it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I was thinking, I mean, here we've been talking about just all these aspects that for us is what being a leader is. You know, so what if you are sitting there and you're like, okay, I'm really aware. I just keep, you know, I let my partner choose first, or I don't even know what I want because I've spent my whole life, you know, basing my choices, my decisions on what everybody else thought I should be, you know, or something like that. So how do we get from, okay, I'm recognizing I'm a follower and I'd like to choose to be a leader. So what is, you know, let's talk about what's possible with using some tools and starting to choose different.
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. And also, I'd like to start out by saying it may not be easy in the beginning, because choosing what works for you and becoming aware of what's actually going to create for and with you is a muscle you have to develop. So when you start this, you may spend a certain amount of time going, I don't have a clue. I have no idea what I would like. And what I would say to people is, one thing to do is just practice choosing. Okay, now what would I like to choose? And Access Consciousness has this tool of choosing in 10-second increments. Okay, you got 10 seconds to live the rest of your life. What would you like to choose?
Yeah.
To breathe. Good choice.
Breathing's good.
Breathing's good. All right, that life is over. Now you got 10 seconds. What would you like to choose? I don't know. But if you'll practice choosing in 10-second increments, I actually practice this fairly regularly, and it's really helpful because you may not even know that you can choose and that you can choose something different and choose something different and choose something different and choose something different. What makes choosing so crucial? Choice creates awareness. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do? I'm going to choose to go eat Chinese food. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. Okay, that's an awareness.
Yeah.
Oh, what am I going to do? I'm going to choose to call my mom, or I'm going to choose to call Sally, or I'm going, maybe now is not the time. That's an awareness. So just practicing choosing can be a huge contribution to becoming more aware of what actually works for you.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, what popped into my head was, I think we tend to think of things as like all or nothing, like, okay, I'm a follower and someday maybe I'll be a leader. When actually it's like, what if, you know, for 5 seconds today or 5 minutes today, you allowed yourself to play with the space of being a leader? You know, what if it doesn't have to be instantaneous or overnight? It's you know, it's like you're saying, it's a choice every moment. And
that's awesome.
You know, what if you just allow yourself to play with it? You know, okay, well, usually it right here, I would, you know, choose this because that's what I've always chosen. Well, what else is possible? You know, what questions can I ask that'll create more possibilities and more choices and create something different? It's as easy as asking that question. That's a starting down the road of being a leader. And you know, it might be that you spend 5 minutes being a leader and then 10 minutes being a follower and then, you know, a couple of hours being, you know, in the crap pool and then you know, you pull yourself out. You're like, okay, now I'm a leader for a few more minutes and with no judgment of any of it.
That's beautiful. And I think it gives what you're really giving people with that, Pam, is a chance to begin to have the awareness of what the energy of being a leader in their life actually is like.
Yeah.
Because then once you have that awareness, you can choose it more and more.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have any idea about it, you can't choose it. And I love that. I mean, I'm always wanting to go from 0 to 60. I mean, I remember talking to a friend, this was years ago, but she said, well, everybody's going out water skiing this afternoon. And I said, are you going? She said, no. I said, why not? She said, because I can't ski. I said, well, I'm sure they'd show you. She said, no, you don't understand. I have to do it perfect the first time. I have to do it all. And so many of us have this idea that there's something really terrible about trying something and being clumsy with it or not doing it perfectly or not being the expert. And yet that's, you know, think about kids. None of us would be walking if we had to walk perfectly the first time. You know, we'd still all be like crawling around on our stomachs. You know, but
well,
kids know it's fine to fall down. You just get up and try again.
They just get up and try again. You know, I mean, I intentionally use the word play at it. You know, play
yes.
at being a leader. I, you know, don't make it this significant, important. Now I'm going to choose to be a leader.
I'm going to be a leader.
Yes. I would say that's another aspect of being a leader is being willing to have fun with it and not take things seriously. You can create all kinds of amazing things without taking it seriously and making it significant.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, that learning to go to playfulness, like today I was trying to get the luggage cart out of this. It's a rather narrow elevator. With my luggage and the grocery that I bought and the cooler that I bought. And I kept bumping into everything. And there was this whole group of people who were waiting for some kind of carrier to pick them up. And we were all laughing. I'm like, I would be great at bumper cars. They were like, yep, you'd use every bumper, honey. You're doing just fabulous. You know, but instead of going, this stupid thing and why can't I do this? It was just it. And it created more.
Yeah.
And part of creating more is that willingness to be playful and cheerful. I don't mean falsely cheerful. I mean to see the humor in pretty much anything.
Yeah.
And not make things significant. My sense is that leaders, yeah, when you're a leader of your life, you don't make things significant. That comes from being a follower and the judgment of I'm doing it right or I did it wrong or they're doing it right or they did it wrong or this should work this way.
Or I've got to get the leader to approve of me because then I'm a good follower.
Because then I'm a good follower. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's a good thing. You know, you were talking about being the leader from the inside out. And one of them is, an example of that, is the willingness to acknowledge yourself rather than to look for outside validation.
Yeah.
And I think that's really huge. So that's just, all right, we only have about a minute left. Pam, do you, is there anything else you'd like to add to this? You just had some totally brilliant points today.
Thank you so much. You know, I've really enjoyed this show, and no, I think I covered everything I wanted to be sure we covered. I'm thinking it might be time to do another Irreverent Therapist rummage sale.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking you're right. That's a great idea. We can definitely do that. And for next week, our topic is it smart to be grateful? And that's just, you know, we're told to be grateful for things, but then we're told to be grateful for the ugly sweater we got for Christmas. And I think the whole idea of gratitude has gotten really turned around and meant to mean things that it doesn't actually mean. And sometimes if you're grateful, you're told you're naive. And so anyway, we'll be talking a lot about gratitude next week and what it really is and what it can actually contribute to your life. Yes. So thank you all for joining us today on The Irreverent Therapist, and we'll see you next week.
And thank you, Marilyn, for joining us from the beautiful Montana trip you're doing.
Yes, well, I'm totally thrilled to be here. I really am. It's amazing how things work out. I got in here in the nick of time.
Yay. So bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.